AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Russian forces continue laying siege to Ukraine's southern port city Mariupol, shelling it from ships offshore. Meanwhile, Ukrainian forces claim to have retaken the suburb of Makariv, giving them control of a key highway to the west of the capital. A senior U.S. defense official says Russian ground forces are still largely stalled outside Kyiv, though they do appear to have taken partial control of three other suburbs. A long day of tough questioning for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson, with Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee characterizing her judicial views as extremist and soft on crime. But Jackson strongly defended her record, saying a federal judge's role is to follow the law.
I am not importing my personal views or policy preferences. The entire exercise is about trying to understand what those who created this policy or this law intended.
Senator Ted Cruz bore in on Jackson's approach to sentencing child sex predators.
As I listen to your testimony, I believe you are someone who is compassionate. I believe you care for children, obviously your children and other children. But I also see a record of activism and advocacy as it concerns sexual predators that stems back decades and that is concerning.
Jackson rejected that.
In every case, I did my duty to hold the defendants accountable in light of the evidence and the information that was presented to me.
Utah's Republican governor has vetoed a ban on transgender students playing girls' sports. There are 4 transgender players out of 85,000 competing in Utah school sports. In his veto message, Governor Spencer Cox says rarely has so much fear and anger been directed at so few. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street. Oil prices eased. This is AP News. President Biden's spokeswoman will not be with him when he heads to Europe tomorrow.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki was due at the White House briefing room podium today, but...
Good afternoon.
That was her deputy, Chris Marr, moments after Psaki tweeted she had tested positive for COVID-19.
Which is why I'm up here today.
It's Psaki's second positive test and the second time she's had to skip a Biden trip overseas because of the virus. She says she has only mild symptoms and will work from home while the president's away. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In our Mike Gracia reports, Hillary Clinton has COVID-19.
In a tweet, Clinton said, "Well, I've tested positive for COVID. I've got some mild cold symptoms, but am feeling fine." The 2016 Democratic presidential nominee added that her husband, former President Bill Clinton, tested negative and is feeling fine. She said Bill Clinton is quarantining and movie recommendations are appreciated. I'm Mike Gracia.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.